latest news starts now. AM 1240 WJON.
Good afternoon. WJON News Time, 105 and 83 degrees. I'm Lee Voss. News being brought to you by LJ Plumbing and by St. Cloud Orthopedics. We'll have a look at your WJON Weather Eye forecast coming up after the news. A North Dakota man faces drugs and weapons charges after an altercation with St. Cloud police Saturday. Officers were called to an apartment building just before midnight on a gun complaint. The caller indicating three people attacked a fourth person and one person had a gun. One of the officers spotted 24-year-old Yar Bithau walking away from the scene. Bithau was ordered to stop and place his hands behind his head. Court records show Bithau refused to comply and pulled his hands away from the officer. Police noticed the grip of a handgun on Bithau and took him to the ground. According to the charges, Bithau continued to resist and was tased twice before officers could handcuff him. Police recovered a .38 caliber handgun. While being booked into the Stearns County Jail, court records show jail staff recovered a baggie on Bithau containing nearly 4 grams of cocaine. He's now charged with felony possession of a gun, felony drug possession, and obstructing police. Bithau has a felony domestic assault conviction in Stearns County from 2017, prohibiting him from having a gun. New changes to the state's driver's manual are meant to prevent situations like the killing of Philando Castile in July of 2016. Department of Public Safety Commissioner John Harrington says,
as we know all too well, traffic stops can turn deadly, as did the one where Philando Castile lost his life. And one way we believe to reduce the danger is to have a clear understanding of what should happen during a traffic stop.
Castile was shot during a traffic stop after informing a Falcon Heights police officer he had a gun in his vehicle. The officer believed Castile was reaching for the weapon when he was shot. The manual now has a clear direction that motorists with guns should keep their hands on the steering wheel as the officer approaches, let the officer know they have a gun, and tell the officer the gun's location. State officials say they're making progress controlling the spread of COVID-19 at congregate care facilities, which have borne the brunt of coronavirus deaths so far. Health Commissioner Jan Malcolm says for nursing homes and assisted living facilities in particular, fewer are reporting new COVID cases.
But also among facilities that have or ever have had confirmed cases, we're seeing that a pretty good majority of them are what we would consider to be stable, meaning they've not had any new cases in at least a week.
Malcolm says data indicates that more congregate care facilities are able to better control COVID-19 outbreaks when they do occur.
WJON Radar Blender.
For St. Cloud and St. Augusta, partly cloudy skies today, high expected around 87 degrees, winds out of the south at 5 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, dropping down to 71 degrees overnight with light winds out of the southeast. For tomorrow, partly cloudy and hot, a high of 93 degrees. There is a chance for some scattered thunderstorms late tomorrow afternoon. Those scattered thunderstorms become more likely by tomorrow night, a low of 68. On Thursday, scattered thunderstorms likely, otherwise partly cloudy and a high of 88. Friday, sunny and 86. 87 on Saturday with a blend of clouds and sunshine, and don't rule out some scattered thunderstorms Saturday. Sunday, though, plenty of sunshine, remaining warm with a high of 87. For more local news, visit us online at WJON.com. I'm Lee Voss, WJON.